The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You have tuned into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live. Einstein put it this way, energy is all there is. Radiant circuits are one of my favorite topics in energy medicine. Just thinking about them brings me joy. Radiant circuits, or joy generators, promote vibrant health and harmony throughout the energy body. When first discovered 4,500 years ago, Chinese physicians referred to them as extraordinary. These energies help us to vibrate at the higher frequencies of love, joy, gratitude, and exhilaration. Radiant circuits are also the primary energies of falling in love and spiritual ecstasy. When active, radiant circuits are creative, intelligent, and attract uplifting circumstances or events in life. Strengthening or balancing the radiant circuits facilitates greater intuition, psychic ability, and perhaps enlightenment. The radiant circuits predate the meridians. Most likely, the meridians evolved from the radiant circuits. Unlike the meridians, the radiant circuits are not fixed pathways of energy. Like hyperlinks on the web, they jump spontaneously to wherever they are needed in the body. Consistent activation of the radiant circuits results in greater inner peace and enjoyment in life. The primary function of the radiant circuits is to communicate and coordinate the energy systems of the energy body. There are 10 different radiant circuits that help with this communication and coordination. The yin and yang regulators regulate all the energetic and physiological systems, including circulation, hormones, and immune function. These radiant circuits help the body adapt to internal and external changes. The yin and yang bridge circuits connect the front and back of the body and connect the body's energetic polarities, positive and negative charges, receptive and outgoing impulses, the male and female attributes, and yin and yang influences. The yin and yang bridge circuits also bridge to the soul and to the higher spirit. The belt circuit or belt flow surrounds the waist and connects the energies of the top part of the body with the bottom part of the body. If the belt flow is not activated and flowing, energy flow into the body from nature can be blocked from moving up and down the body. The belt flow helps the meridians and chakras flow in harmony. The penetrating flow brings energy to your inner depths. The penetrating flow penetrates the energies of the chakras, the muscles, the bones, the genitals, and deep into the cells. There are four other radiant circuits that are also meridians: central, governing, triple warmer, and spleen. The pathways of central and governing are up the front and up the back, respectively. These energies bring energy to the brain. the central and governing energies meet at the back of the throat, creating a single force field. And that is where they start to act like radiant circuits. This force field radiates inwardly and outwardly, bringing strength and vitality to the meridians, chakras, and the aura. We'll be discussing the triple warmer and spleen in another show. So now, it is my greatest pleasure and my deepest honor to introduce you to my guest, Risa Hearn. Risa was transformed through energy medicine. She has studied with Donna Eden since 2000 and is an advanced practitioner. Risa has been a faculty member of the Eden Energy Medicine Certification Program since its inception in 2006. Risa is delighted to take Donna's work and share it with the world. Risa is innovative and produced a new energy medicine program to strengthen the kidney. Her DVD, The Importance of Balance, Kidney Meridian in Our Stressed Out Triple Warmer World, is available at www.risaenergymedicine.com. And Risa is R-I-S-A, energymedicine.com. A quote from another faculty member that I'd like to share with you about Risa. Risa has a heart of gold and a deep knowledge of energy medicine, which combine to make her a teacher and practitioner with tremendous compassion and enthusiasm. She is patient and articulate and knows her subject well from both personal and professional experience. Please welcome Risa Hearn.
Thank you, Anne, so much for what a wonderful introduction, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure and my honor, believe me. So why don't you tell our listeners how you got involved in and interested in energy medicine?
Well, it was one of those synchronicity type of things, very radiant circuit experience. I was struggling with my own health. I had allergies, no energy, some days no brain. I'd tell my husband, don't ask me to make any decisions today because I'm not here. So we were constantly looking for answers for me. And we were in a city we'd never been in before and in a bookstore we'd never been in before. And I happened to find a book on environmental illness because a friend of mine had environmental illness. So I read that book, and in that book, to help people with EI, they recommended Touch for Health. So I went on Amazon and I ordered Touch for Health. And you know how on Amazon you get the little books on the bottom. Mm-hmm. People that ordered this one also ordered that one. Mm-hmm. And there was energy medicine. Mm. I read the book, and a week later, there was Donna at a bookstore very close to our home doing a book signing.
Oh, wow.
Yes, just, you know, one of those magical times. And she had my husband and I up on stage and did a little test. And the test is to energy test him, and he's nice and strong. And then she energy tests me, and I'm nice and weak. And then she has us hold hands, and I'm the one that's strong now, and he's the one that's weak. Well, scared me to death. I said, oh, my gosh, I'm taking all his energy. And she said, oh, no, I'm going to show you how to take care of yourself. And she showed us how to massage K27, which is that 27th point from the meridian, kidney meridian, below the little bobbles at the bottom of, little bone bobbles at the bottom of your throat, and then you just drop down about an inch on both sides into that wonderful little dent in your chest, and you rub those, and then you've got your energy back, and he's got his energy back, and you're set to go. That was my first experience with Donna, and I started following her around ever since.
That's a wonderful story. That was like you were inspired to get that book, and that the fact that Donna was there that next week. That's really incredible.
It's just one of those radiant circuit things.
So how were you transformed by energy medicine?
So every 6 months or so, she would have another class. And boy, every class I could go to, I was at. And every time she did a little demonstration or whatever, I was listening with, you know, all ears and everything. And every class, she always seemed to be talking just to me, and she'd give a little gem. And I know everybody else was getting that same little gem, but it seemed like if I took that gem home and I worked on it and worked on it, I was transformed little by little over the years. And my husband was saying, so how long do you think it really took you? And I said, well, a year, year and a half, maybe two, before I really felt good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And energy.
But you started feeling better.
Oh,
right away, right?
Okay. So I started feeling better. I could feel the shift, but then because it was such a habit, I would slip back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it does take time. I'm sorry, it's not
to stabilize
immediate.
The change.
Say again?
To stabilize the change, it takes
yes.
a while. Yeah.
Yes, to stabilize a change, it does take a while. I wish it was instantaneous, but for me it wasn't.
But when you were on stage with Donna, just rubbing your K27s, you felt a change.
I felt a change. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I felt the change. And, of course, she tested us afterwards, and both of us were strong. Mm-hmm. So that was a huge penny dropping and, you know, light bulb moment. And we both went, wow, this stuff really works.
Mm-hmm.
So...
it does seem like a miracle, like you do little things have major impacts.
Yes,
yeah.
Very definitely.
So can you describe radiant circuits in your own way and how they are joy generators?
Okay, so when I look at my husband, and we've been together for 25 years, and he still takes my breath away, that's a radiant circuit moment, right?
Yeah.
When a parent first sees their child, that's a radiant circuit moment.
Mm.
When you connect with your inner child and that joy wells up inside of you and you want to go stomp in the mud puddle or go throw a frisbee or go fly a kite, those are all radiant circuit moments.
Mm.
And
beautiful.
Those are moments, but if you can have those moments more and more and more in your life, then you step into an attitude of radiance where that joy generator is flooding your body all the time. And I think of them, the radiant circuits, as my guardian angels. And each
beautiful.
Of them over time has become more specialized. So when you were going over all those radiant circuits, they now have helpful little angels, you know, the yin and yang regulator, regulate everything. You don't have to think about breathing. You don't have to think about your heart beating. You don't have to think about your hormones balancing through your body.
Mm-hmm.
The
You're right.
Yin and yang bridge. They're all about relationships. You don't have to think about generating an energy to connect with another person. That happens automatically. That's that bridge flow, the penetrating flow that goes through your whole body. It starts at the core, at the very cellular level, and goes out through your aura. You don't have to think about that. Mm-hmm. And the central and governing is that wonderful protective bubble that surrounds you all the time. And triple warmer and spleen are your immune system. You don't have to think about, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in a flu-ridden environment today. I better get my triple warmer up there so it can fight those pathogens. It just happens automatically.
Beautiful. Now we're going to close for a little commercial and we'll be right back.
Okay.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Today, we are talking to Risa Hearn, who is an advanced energy medicine practitioner. Risa, as energy medicine practitioners, we always do an initial assessment or intake of our client's state. What is a clue that your client needs radiant circuits activated?
Well, you can look at physical clues, behavioral clues, their language, and then what their symptoms are. So physical clues might include they kind of slogged in the door, and behavioral clues might be they're not smiling, and their language may include something like, well, I keep thinking about something that happened 12 years ago, or they're caught in the past. Those sorts of things are all clues that they need their radiant circuits activated.
Okay, describe how you would activate these joy generators.
So there's two ways. The first one I'm going to talk about is consciousness, because these radiant circuits react to your thoughts. And some people can't go directly to joy. So what I recommend for them is to start with relaxation and peace. If they can bring up in their minds that they're on a South Sea island and there's wonderful sun giving them heat in their body and wonderful little breezes going through the palm trees. And if they can't even go there, then I say, how about a walking meditation? How about bringing up your senses as you're going, as you're walking around your neighborhood? Say, start with your eyes. What do you see? How many colors can you spot as you're walking along? Or what do you smell? What different scents can you differentiate from the flowers or whatever? And just start thinking about positive things rather than staying stuck in a negative loop. And then once they've gotten the relaxation and peace, then they can move up to enthusiasm. So maybe a sports event or a group, getting together with a group, or maybe dancing, or connecting with nature and letting that inner child bubble up inside. And once they've got enthusiasm, then you can move on to laughter and joy, and that feeling that I can. When you say those words, I can, your whole body says, oh, yes, let's go do that.
That's beautiful. So just natural things can really just turn on our radiant circuits.
Absolutely.
Describe exercises to activate the joy from these radiant circuits.
Well, there's a real simple one that's called dancing to the eights. You just turn on some jivey music that makes you feel good, and you just get those hips moving, and then you get the arms moving, and move those arms in figure eights in front of your body, on the sides of your body, on the top of your body. You can even do them on your feet and everything. You can do little baby figure eights and great big figure eights and just have a ball.
Okay, everybody can do that.
Yeah,
so whenever you feel like you're getting upset or getting sad or a little depressed, just dance the figure eights.
Yes.
Risa, what evidence is there that meridians evolve from the radiant circuits?
Well, Donna can see energy, and that's a great gift that she has. And when she looks at the lower life forms like insects and salamanders, they have radiant circuits. So everything has radiant circuits. When she looks at more evolved creatures like the bipeds, us, and four-footed animals and everything, she sees both of the radiant circuits and the meridians. So she has developed an idea that over time, those radiant circuits became more fixed pathways and became the meridians.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have both, which is great. We can't live without those joy generators.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's great that we have meridians, too. So,
yeah.
So you mentioned one difference between radiant circuits and meridians, that meridians have fixed pathways, and we already said that radiant circuits can actually jump spontaneously anywhere in the body that energy is needed. Can you just mention another one or two differences?
Well, I think of radiant circuits as being able to be motivated by consciousness. So if we think, I need some energy in my big toe, boy, it goes there immediately. Where meridians, not so much. You can affect the whole body, obviously, with consciousness, but you can't take the meridian out of the riverbed that it's flowing in. You can't get it to jump the banks.
Right, and that's why we use acupressure points.
Exactly.
You have to do it very specifically, yeah.
Right.
So explain the connection between radiant circuits and meridian energy. How do they communicate with each other?
Well, there's certain points in the body where the radiant circuits and the meridians meet. And so we have access to, say, the alarm points, which are little points on the body that alarm when the meridian is having problems. And that's the radiant circuit's way of notifying you and saying, hey, we need help over here. And so then you can go to that meridian and find out where there's a blockage and clear it and bring it back into balance and harmony. And then there's also seed points that are little points on the body that are radiant circuit points. And they actually help a pattern stabilize that isn't holding in the body. So we can go to those and say, oh, we need a little help on this particular pattern in your body. And they help us.
Beautiful. Yeah, there's so many different ways where they connect. So how do radiant circuits turn around someone who is unhappy, depressed, or in a state of despair to a state of joy?
I'm going to tell you a little story about myself. I was tremendously homolateral, and that means that my energies were running straight up and down instead of crossing, which is the natural way they're supposed to go. And I had been homolateral for a very, very long time. And in one of the first classes that I went to, Donna's daughter, Titania, had these wonderful poi balls. They're a little ball on a string, and you can, you know, utilize them as figure eights or whirly birds over your head or whatever. They're just fun. and they go out through the aura, so they activate those radiant circuits, and I was able to finally switch from homolateral to the figure eights in my body, and it was the joy of a whole room full of people trying to utilize these poi balls and hitting ourselves and hitting each other, and we were all laughing, and it was just, it started to shift that homolateral pattern in my body with joy, and so that I'm no longer homolateral. And that was really the very first shift that I felt in my body that stabilized and started me on my healing path. Because as long as you're homolateral, you're only at about 50%.
Exactly. Because the right side of the brain controls the left side of the body, and the left side of the brain controls the right side of the body. So you definitely need your energies crossing over everywhere to have access to full or 100% energy.
Exactly.
Now, neuroplasticity is a new buzzword in psychology, psychiatry, and education. What this means is that new experiences alter the brain throughout life. By activating the radiant circuits regularly, neural pathways will be repatterned to bring joy. I know that simple exercises can be done to activate the radiant circuits in general, like dancing to the eights. How does this work on an energetic level?
So the first thing it does is, utilizing the radiant circuits releases the stress. And stress is what holds us in those negative habit patterns and negative pathways. So if you can release that stress off of the pattern, then the second thing it does is, over time, it reduces the stress and forms a new normal.
Very good. Give some examples of cases when a client has been very sick and you have effected a change in their illness by balancing their radiant circuits. Give a few examples, but actually we're going to be breaking in a minute. So why don't you just give one example right now?
Okay, well, I'll give the easiest one first, and then I can go into my stories after the break. So everybody knows of the story of Norman Cousins, where he was very, very ill, and he used funny films and funny stories day after day after day after day, so he wasn't thinking about his illness. He had a wonderful doctor on his side that said, absolutely, try it and see what happens. And he was miraculously sort of reborn.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, so let's break, and we'll be back in a minute.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
And we are back again with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health. And we're talking to Risa Hearn, Advanced Energy Medicine Practitioner. Risa, please continue telling us about cases and stories about yourself or a client that has been very sick and you have affected a change in their illness by balancing their radiant circuits.
Okay. One of the things that I want to make clear is that radiant circuits is only one of the nine systems. And so we don't very often just use one system. We are integrating all of them when we're working on a client. But having said that, I can tell you a couple of times when I really focused on the radiant circuits. I have a client that is going through a very, very difficult divorce, and it's making her very ill. And the stress over that, she was getting sicker and sicker. And so I worked on the radiant circuits because they give you your power back. And she was unable to even talk to her spouse. So once we got those radiant circuits going again, she was able to communicate, to stand in her reality and her power and tell him how hurt she was.
Mm. That's very good, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very powerful.
Yeah. And another gal, interestingly enough, in a relationship, she had just gotten married and came to visit us about 2 weeks after her wedding. And she was saying that, you know, the stress of the marriage, of getting married and moving into a house together, and they were blending a family, and she wasn't joyful about being married anymore. After just 2 weeks, and we said, wait a minute, that's not, you can't do that. And so I worked on her radiant circuits, and I sent her home with this homework to really reengage with the fun. You know, take a picnic out and enjoy yourself, play frisbee, fly a kite, really enjoy each other and reconnect those radiant circuits. That's really what life is all about, is the joy.
And so this helped her.
And this really, really helped her. Yes. Yeah.
Very good. So that's a really good suggestion, recommendation. We just don't have to do exercises. Maybe we just do something different in our lives to get a natural activation of the radiant circuits.
Absolutely.
So, Risa, what does it mean that radiant circuits are capable of intelligent choice?
Okay. Remember when you were young and your mom always knew exactly what you were doing and you couldn't figure out how she did that, but she always knew? That's your radiant circuits. That's your inner mom. They always know exactly what you're doing and they pin you to the wall every time. They get you going. And it's also your connection to your source and every other person on the planet. And once you get them going, boy, they keep working on your behalf. Mm-hmm. That's how they're smarter than you are.
So they pull in the other energy.
Yes, absolutely.
So why is it true that the more we activate the radiant circuits, the more they will be available to us?
Well, it's the body learns, the energy shifts, the brain rewires, and you get that new normal. And you just keep moving towards that radiance as a state of mind and a state of body because they become more used to them being used. They become a habit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're actually making some real physiological changes.
Oh, absolutely.
Give some examples, some specific examples of how radiant energy in one person affects the radiance in another.
Whenever I think of radiance in one person, I think of Donna. And if people haven't seen her, they should go on YouTube and see her because she is just a little bit of love wrapped in skin. She just lights up a whole room when she walks in, and everybody can feel it. It's like those hyperlinks. They just fill you with joy just by being in her presence.
I absolutely agree with that. Now, one of my favorite radiant circuits is the penetrating flow. When people are depressed or feel empty inside, it may be because the penetrating flow is weak or blocked. Activating the penetrating flow connects with an energy that brings a deep sense of purpose and meaning. Risa, can you explain what happens in this case?
Well, when the penetrating flow is blocked, you can't find your path. It's your core energy is blocked off. So when it's activated, you connect to that core energy, that very essence in your, down to your cellular level. And it's your vitality and your purpose and your connection to source. And you just can't help but bubble up and feel purposeful in your life and happy about what you're doing and excited and have that enthusiasm to jump out of bed every day.
Yeah, it's a wonderful energy. Everybody wants their penetrating flow to be flowing in the appropriate way and active all the time.
Absolutely.
Risa, gratitude is among the most profound spiritual healers and the mascot or the good luck charm of the radiant circuits. By feeling grateful, you can send waves of gratitude through your body. Do you have anything to add to that? Any?
You know, I meditate every morning before I do my daily energy routine. And part of that meditation I always spend on gratitude. Count my blessings, be in a state of thankfulness. And I think a lot of people don't understand that they have a choice. You know, they wake up in the morning and they think, oh, I feel miserable. I don't want to get out of bed. I have to go to work, and it's raining out, and oh, and they count all of the ways that they're miserable. But they have a choice. They can say instead, I feel terrific. I can do this. I'm excited about my day. That's a choice that you make, and you can make, and once you've made it for a while, you don't even think about it. It just happens automatically. And the other thing that I do every day is my husband and I have a ritual after breakfast. We have a calendar that's full of affirmations. And I just want to share with you and your audience yesterday's and today's because I think they're very appropriate. Yesterday says, I allow the playful child within me to emerge and have fun. That's a radiant circuit. And today says, I allow myself to succeed. I am far more than my past limited thinking.
Beautiful, yeah. We have the choice every single day to be happy. I agree.
Yes. But we aren't taught that.
No.
We don't know that automatically. We need to be taught that. I mean, I was 38 years old before I learned that lesson. And I went, oh, my gosh, I'm thinking all these negative thoughts every morning when I wake up. I'm programming my day with negativity.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't do that anymore.
So now we reprogram our days for gratitude and happiness and joy.
Yes.
And just thinking, you know, as I said, just thinking about radiant circuits really just makes my system energized.
Yes. Yes.
Under stress, the energies, the radiant circuits can change dramatically. As energy medicine practitioners, we sometimes test the radiant circuit energies of our clients while they think of stressful or unhappy events. Risa, can you describe the purpose of this?
So when you go into stress, what that shows us is what radiant circuit goes weak in the body. And then we can take care of that weakest link and strengthen it correct it, and then check the next one, because typically when you're thinking of a stress, not one goes out, but then when you get it strong, something else goes out. So you have to go through all of the radiant circuits as the stress moves through them. And when you correct those, then that stress is gone, or at least hard to find, and that stress no longer has its power over you.
Mm-hmm. And would that change how you would respond in a similar situation the next time after you've strengthened the radiant circuit that might be weak under stress?
Yes, absolutely. And especially if you do it, you may have to do it more than once for a particular stress. But once you get that new, you know, neural pathway that you were talking about in your brain, then that stress is no longer going to affect you the same way. And you'll be more in that state of a radiant attitude instead of going, wah!
Okay. Well, we certainly want, I mean, I just want to summarize that we really want our radiant circuits all the time. And really, if our radiant circuits are strong under stressful situations and can help us handle and react naturally but in a positive way, then our life is going to be much easier to live in the moment, in a flow, and to be connected to your real purpose.
Right.
And we're going to have to break now for commercial.
Healing occurs from the inside out. To awaken and activate the body's healing mechanisms, your emotions and thought patterns must be addressed and aligned with your truth. These concepts are discussed in detail on The Light Within, Awakening the Inner Healer, with host Joan Jacobs. We'll introduce you to a new way to interpret and address your body's language of symptoms and how to turn disease into a platform of profound personal growth. Tune in to The Light Within every Monday at 10 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
We are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, and today we have Risa Hearn here with us, who is an advanced energy medicine practitioner. There is a saying, where attention goes, energy flows. I now understand how this is possible, now that I understand radiant circuits. Radiant circuits act like a bridge between a thought and the neurotransmitters. Because you can think about a certain place in your body, and the radiant circuit energies can move there instantly. Risa, is there anything else you want to add about radiant circuits?
Well, I would really love to teach your audience a little exercise that connects all the radiant circuits and gets them flowing. And it's really good for the heart, the large intestine, and the penetrating flow. And it's called the Nine Hearts Exercise. So if you'll all start with your hands on the front of your thighs and take a deep breath in, and out. And then inhaling, move your hands slowly up the front of your body to the top of your forehead. And exhaling, trace a heart from your forehead to your chin. Then inhaling, move your fingers back up to your forehead, middle finger leading the way up the inside of the face and the bridge of the nose. And then while exhaling, trace the heart a second time. And then do that one more time. So fingers up to the forehead and then down to the chin. And then on one deep in-breath and out, move your hand slowly down to the middle of your chest over your heart chakra. Inhaling, begin tracing a heart with flattened hands moving up over the chest. And while exhaling, finish tracing the heart by moving the hands down around the trunk of your body, down to the inside of the hip bones, ending at the top of the pubic bone. So you're going to trace that big heart. Begin by coming up from the pubic bone up to the chest area on the inhale, and then finish by coming down and ending up on the pubic bone again. Then one more time. So you've traced three hearts over your face, and you've traced three hearts over your body. And now you're going to bring your hands up on an inhale into a prayerful position and raise them over your head. And then you're going to separate your hands and lift them a bit further up, and then exhaling very slowly out of the mouth with enough pressure to puff out your cheeks, slowly press your outstretched arms down to the sides with strength, as if pushing down a weight, like you're swimming through Jell-O. And then when they're down to the sides of your legs, you're going to do that same thing. You're going to lift them up. So you're doing another big heart, putting your hands over your head and then pushing down that Jell-O. And you're going to do that one more time. And then with a great big inhale up over, you're going to take it clear down to your feet. And that's actually a 10th heart. And then trace right up your central meridian, and you're going to put your hands, left hand over your heart, right hand on top of the heart, and just feel that wonderful loving energy that the universe has for you. That's 9 hearts.
Beautiful. Now that's worth doing every day.
That is worth doing every day.
Yeah. Okay, so you had some announcement that you wanted to tell the listeners?
Yes. I wanted to tell them that there is going to be an international gathering of Eden Energy Medicine, and it's going to be the first convention in San Diego on September 26th through the 30th, 2012. It's going to be held at the Hilton San Diego Resort and Spa, and you can get more information, of course, on Donna's website. But I wanted to share with your listeners that I will be one of the speakers, and I am speaking on Radiant Rainbow Spirit Technique, which is a new technique that I've developed dealing with the radiant circuits and releasing stresses in the body.
Oh, I'm excited to participate with that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be lots and lots of fun. And then the other thing I wanted to tell your listeners was about our little bit about our certification program. We have a 4-year program that has been in Phoenix for a few years. And this year, the first year, is going to be done regionally. So there won't be the year one at the Wigwam Resort like it has been, but I will be teaching a foundations program, which is year one, in Phoenix. So any of you that are interested, go on the website and you will find the foundations program class, and then all of the foundation classes are listed below that. So if you're interested at all in proceeding to learn more about energy medicine, I would love to have you come take a class with me. How about that?
That's beautiful. Okay, so let's tell them where they can get more information. You can go to my website, which is www.holisticbodymindhealing.com. You can order the Energy Medicine Daily Routine, which we haven't really talked about, but it gives exercises like what Risa has described to us today. And that daily routine can be ordered at www.learningenergymedicine.com or www.theinnersourcestore.com. And Risa's website is www.risaenergymedicine.com. Anybody that's interested in energy medicine should really get involved. It's exciting. It changes everybody's life that gets into it. And you'll just want to share it with your friends, share it with your family, because what we're striving for is really optimal health. And as far as I'm concerned, this is the best way to get to optimal health. So thank you very much for coming today. I hope we have inspired you to learn more about energy medicine and optimal health, and especially radiant circuits, knowing that you don't ever have to stay depressed or unhappy. All you have to do is dance to the eights and do the 9 heart exercise. When activated, radiant circuits will change your life and induce a state of joy. Until next time, take care.
Thank you, Anne, for having me.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Anne Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.